Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 13th of April, 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Now, I got notified that Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast, some of you had trouble once again. And what happened? Let me explain. I've included Thursday's podcast in this podcast, in this email as well, as you've probably seen. But on Thursday, I stayed up incredibly late because we've been having a bit of problems with the server. Been going on for a few weeks now. We upgraded it back in March, but it looked like the upgrade didn't actually fully go through. I've spent a lot of time contacting the service provider, etc., to try and get this all sorted out, all technical stuff. Thursday, they managed to sort it out, and it takes a while for the migration to go ahead. And I was sort of watching it on Thursday night. I stayed up incredibly late to make sure it had completed. I thought it had completed. They did say it can take up to 24 hours, but it said it had completed on my computer. So that's when I put out the podcast for you guys. And actually, all day on Friday, we had no problems. And then somebody mentioned that they couldn't listen to the podcast. And I looked into it, and it looked like the entire website had reverted back to what it was before they did what they did to repair the website, basically. So what it looks like, to me, it looked like when the migration started, it made a backup copy, and then when the migration completed, it reverted back to the backup copy, if that makes sense. And that podcast was deleted in the meantime. Luckily, I always keep every single podcast I've ever recorded on my own server here at home, which can't be used for websites. Complicated stuff. I won't get into the ins and outs. But yeah, that's what happened. Since Friday, since that all got completed, we've seen much better results with the website. So still running a little bit slow. This is a really technical stuff, I know. Still running a little bit slow for our liking, but it's stable, and that's what we really want to hear about. So we're very happy, but we have still got more things to do. Be good to get the forums back up and running as well, wouldn't it? Anyway, we have had a really productive weekend here at the Veggie Grower Podcast. On Friday, I went up to Lee Connolly's Skinny Jean Gardener. We went to Beth Chatto's garden once again. Now, I was a bit disappointed when I went to Beth Chatto's garden, actually. I went there a few years ago, and I really enjoyed the garden itself. Lovely garden. And when I was there a few years ago, they had a lovely vegetable garden. This time round, the vegetable garden was not there anymore for some reason. Maybe it was just too early in the season, but it also looked like they're changing things around, moving things on. So it looked like the vegetable garden had been removed. And I was a bit disappointed with that, I'll be honest. I do like a good vegetable garden. I'm sure it will come back. But I do like a good vegetable garden. And this got me thinking about something I try and do, is do visit some stately homes and have a look at vegetable gardens. So I've decided, because I do have Fridays off, it's something I can do a bit more of. We've got quite a few gardens near me that I think I've always wanted to go and look at, but I've never got round to. Now I think I have the time on my side. Added to that, something else we also found is Gardeners World magazine. I think it's the May issue that's out now. It has the 2-for-1 entry to certain gardens. You go in there, buy it this month, you get a couple of packets of seed, you get the magazine, and you also get a booklet that has this card that you can go to gardens listed in the magazine, and you get 2-for-1 entry. So I'm looking forward to visiting gardens, using that, and making the most of it nonetheless. It's all good fun. I do enjoy it. Although I have to admit, I was shocked at how expensive a magazine is now. That's going to be a rant for next week. Now, moving on from that, today I sowed the pumpkin seeds from this month's gift pack. Now, pumpkin for me is a must-grow plant. We grow lots of pumpkins, or we try to grow lots of pumpkins, because they are such a good winter squash. They're such a good vegetable to store for the winter and provide us with some good eating throughout the winter months, and pumpkin is one of those. Unfortunately, I often feel that pumpkin gets overlooked. I often feel that pumpkin is just treated for carving for Halloween, and that's not what pumpkin is really good for. It's got a lot more good things than just being for carving. It is a fantastic source of food. And that's what I'm growing. I'm growing food here. I'm not growing pumpkins to carve. I'm growing them as food. So I've taken my pumpkin seeds, and what I've done is I've filled up plug plant starters with seed compost. And I've just popped a single seed per plug plant into that. I've pushed it in on its side because it pushes into the soil easy. And we've made sure it's fully covered in the compost. And then I've placed it in my heated propagator with a bit of water, and we just wait for germination. Once they're germinated, we of course then move them up through the system, and as the plants grow, and they will grow quite big, we pot them up into bigger and bigger and bigger pots. By about mid-March, it should be warm enough outside for them to go outside. So in the meantime, we've got to prepare the ground where these are to grow. Now, pumpkins, they love two things. They love sun and heat, so they need to be somewhere in full sun, somewhere really warm. And they also love lots of fertile soil, lots of nutrient-rich soil. So I personally, what they do in stately homes is they completely cover a bed with compost and then cover that over with black membrane and then plant their pumpkins through that. That warms the soil, keeps the pumpkins warm, and it also covers the bed over to reduce weeds. I'm not a lover of the black membrane, black plastic, so I would just really good, strong compost soil, a lot of compost in the soil, plant into that. Or some of the other things I'm doing. One, I'm growing these in straw bales using our straw bale gardening technique, which is basically where you're just growing in straw bales, as the name suggests. Nice and easy. Another thing that we could do is grow in our compost bins, which is something I do every year. And that's, once they are large enough to go outside, we just simply take them out of the pot and pot that compost into the compost bin on the top, as long as the compost bin's full, of course, and it will continue to grow and it will continue to produce pumpkins. And of course, it encourages good compost at the same time. So it's a win-win in my eyes. It does really work, and it's a good way to use up areas of the allotment of your garden that aren't normally being used. So I'm a big fan of growing in compost bins. Now, when the pumpkin is planted, make sure you keep the soil moist, but it's very important not to get water on the stem because that can lead to stem rot. So water around the plant, or what some people do is actually dig a pot next to the pumpkin and water into that. And by burying that pot in the ground and watering into that, the water gets to the root. So it's a very important thing. It does work very, very well, I have to say. And that just gets the water to the roots where they need it, not on a stem. Water is quite crucial for pumpkins. They need a lot of water, and especially if you want to really grow the big, big pumpkins. So a lot of water, feeding their hungry plants, a good tomato feed when they start flowering is also another thing to use. Now, if you're looking to grow some of the really big pumpkins, you do need to reduce the amount of plant fruits you have on a plant. But I'm growing food, so I'm not so much doing that. I'm concentrating on just growing decent pumpkins and growing decent tasting pumpkins. One of the things it is important to remember, when the pumpkin fruit starts to grow and produce, they can rot on the stem. So it is always worth just getting that pumpkin, lift it off the ground with a tile or something underneath that just lifts it off the ground, gets a bit of air circulating around it, and that will help quite well as well. So quite a few things to grow, and when the pumpkins are ready, you will know, because they turn that full orange colour all over, unless it's a white or other variety, of course. Try and leave as much of a stem on as possible, just cut that off. Give it a good wash down, but then place in a greenhouse for a couple of weeks or somewhere in just to cure, and then it can store in the garage or shed for right throughout the winter. A good long-term plant, good long-term storage, these pumpkins. As easy as that, and one that I think everybody should be growing anyway. Such an easy fruit, such an easy plant to grow. Right, with that, I'm going to close up for the night. You take care. I'll speak to you again on Thursday. Any problems, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Richard@theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. Until next time, please take care.